Ah, is this civilization again? I'm afraid so. Let's settle this once and for all, then, shall we? Said Cohen. He stood up. Hands up, those who'd rather die than have me as emperor. Anyone? Said Mr. Savaloy. Rincewind trotted along another passage. Was there no outside to this place? Several times he thought he'd found an exit, but it led only to a courtyard within the huge building, filled with tinkling fountains and willow trees. And the place was waking up. There were running steps behind him. A voice shouted, "Hey!" He dived for the nearest door. The room beyond was full of steam. It roiled in great billowing clouds. He could dimly make out a figure toiling at the huge wheel, and the words, "Torture chamber," crossed his mind, until the smell of soap replaced them with the word, "Laundry." Rather wan but incredibly clean figures looked up from their vats and watched him with barely a hint of interest. They did not look like people in close touch with current events. He half ran, half sauntered between the bubbling cauldrons. "Keep it up. Good man. That's it. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Let me see those ringers ringing. Well done. Is there, another door out of here? Good bubbles there. Very good bubbles. Ah." One of the laundry workers, who appeared to be in charge, gave him a suspicious glare and seemed to be about to say something. Rincewind dodged through a courtyard criss-crossed with washing lines and stopped, panting, with his back to a wall. Although it was against his general principles, it was, perhaps, time to stop and think. People were chasing him. That is to say, they were chasing a running figure in a faded red robe and a very charred pointy hat. It took a great effort for Rincewind to come to terms with the idea, but it was just possible that if he was wearing something else, he might not be chased. On the line in front of him, shirts and trousers flapped in the breeze. Their construction was to tailoring in the same way that wood chopping is to carpentry. Someone had mastered the art of the tube and left it at that. They looked just like the clothes nearly everyone wore in Hung Hung. The palace was almost a city in its own right, said the voice of reason. It must be full of people on all sorts of errands, it added. It would mean taking off our hat, it added. Rincewind hesitated. It would be hard for a non-wizard to grasp the enormity of the suggestion. A wizard would sooner go without his robe and trousers than forego his hat. Without his hat, people might think he was an ordinary person. There was shouting in the distance. The voice of reason could see that if it wasn't careful, it was going to end up as dead as the rest of Rincewind. "One of you is the Lord Chamberlain." Four big horns pointed to the man who had preferred to die. "There we are, you see," said Mr. Savaloy. "Promotion comes fast to adaptable people, Lord Chamberlain. And now the Emperor will breakfast."
"And what is his pleasure?"
said the new Lord Chamberlain, endeavouring to look bright and adaptable. "All sorts of things, but right now, big lumps of meat and lots of beer. You will find the Emperor very easy to cater for." Mr. Savaloy smiled the knowing little smile he sometimes smiled when he knew he was the only one seeing the joke. "The Emperor doesn't favour what he calls fiddly foreign muck full of eyeballs and such like, and much prefers simple, wholesome food like sausages, which are made of miscellaneous animal organs, minced up in a length of intestine. But if you want to please him, just keep up the big lumps of meat. Isn't that so, my lord?" Cohen had been gazing at the assembled courtiers. When you've survived for 90 years all the attacks that can be thrown at you by men, women, trolls, dwarfs, giants, green things with lots of legs, and on one occasion an enraged lobster, you can learn a lot by looking at faces. "Eh?" said Cohen. "Oh, yep, right enough. Big lumps. Here, Mr. Taxman, what do these people do all day?"
"What would you like them to do?"
"I'd like them to bucker off."
"Sorry, my lord?"
Complicated pictogram," said Mr. Savaloy. The new Lord Chamberlain looked a little startled.
"What? Here?"
"It's a figure of speech, lad. He just means he wants everyone to go away quickly."
The court scurried out. A sufficiently complicated pictogram is worth 1,000 words.
End of CD 6.